A Chittenden County judge ordered a competency and sanity evaluation today for a man suspected of killing his wife and trying to kill her mother with a meat cleaver on Thursday. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Descriptions of the scene Thursday afternoon are graphic in the extreme. According to court records, one officer simply said, quote, "There was just blood everywhere." Ida Gurung is accused of using a meat cleaver to attack his wife and her mother at the family's apartment in Burlington's Old North End neighborhood. The incident ended on the sidewalk outside, where police say multiple videos show Gurung standing over his wife and hitting her repeatedly with the cleaver. Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George visited the scene.
It was heartbreaking. It's a quiet street, and it was in the middle of the day, and that sidewalk was covered in blood. The house is covered in blood. It was really heartbreaking. There's no other way to describe it.
Gurung was arrested at the scene, but it wasn't his first interaction with police. Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo says Gurung called police last Saturday and told them he'd been involved in a domestic violence incident the night before and reported mental health issues. Del Pozo says police investigated, but they couldn't find any evidence of violence at the apartment. They found Gurung's wife, Yogeshwari Khadka, at the hotel she worked at.
They interviewed her there. She said, yes, my husband is having some mental health issues. He does take medicine. I think he's slipping off his meds. This is a problem, but I don't think he committed a crime against me the night before. So lacking probable cause to arrest based on a crime, they counseled Mr. Gurung about the availability of his services. He was transported to crisis at the UVM Medical Center.
So instead of arresting him, police got him help for the mental issues he said he was dealing with. Gurung's father-in-law told police that he left the hospital at around noon on Thursday. His wife picked him up. Less than 3 hours later, as witnesses saw Gurung standing over his wife's body with a meat cleaver, he still had a hospital bracelet on his right wrist. As officials try to make sense of the crime, they have a major blind spot. What happened between Saturday and Thursday at the hospital? Did anyone there have reason to think Gurung would be violent when he left? State's Attorney Sarah George says it's unlikely those questions will ever be answered because Vermont courts typically refuse to grant subpoenas for hospital records.
And without that information, it's really hard to tell what happened while they were there. We have no idea what conversations they had with their treating physicians.
Officials haven't named a specific mental health diagnosis for Gurung, but Del Pozo said interviews suggested he dealt with depression. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And a note to listeners, help is available for anyone experiencing domestic violence. The domestic violence hotline is 1-800-228-7395.